T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, Raider Mort.
Right.
Was it Raider Mort?
No, it wasn't. No, I know who Raider Mort is, and he didn't give that to you.
But anyway,
somebody else.
You think it'd be, would I look like infantile with?
I mean, people will say,
I'm a
how
homer.
Can you be objective?
There you, that's what I want. Okay. I don't want to
Although,
lose
you know what? I'll wear. I mean,
you have
you'll
Hawks.
See me in Hawk stuff. Yeah. I mean, what is that?
But you're not in Atlanta, so you can.
Yeah. You know what? Get your warm up, bro.
Or I look like a fanboy,
get
which people think
up.
I am now.
Get your warm up if you want a warm up.
The white one?
Is that the one?
It was
that's
just pretty, man. It was with the collars,
like Al Davis white.
The Al Davis white. Look at you.
Nice. All right, go ahead. Tell me why you're concerned about the 49ers this weekend, Monday.
Because they're on Monday Night Football. And this will be the
game play differently? They only play on a 60-yard field on Monday?
There's more eyes watching.
Okay.
And this was supposed to be a special breakout season for the Niners, even if it didn't culminate in a playoff berth. But the fact that you had Jimmy G, all that stuff, and now, Steiny, the climax will be of a disastrous season Monday. This team may lose by 30 points. And I feel bad for Shanahan and Lynch. They can't stop the bleeding. I know you told me Green Bay's not playing their best football, but this may be their last primetime game. And after what I saw, I watched it again 30 minutes last night before I went to bed. What I saw in Santa Clara, there's no way Aaron Rodgers is not going to pick his team off the schneid after they lost to Detroit. This could get embarrassing. If they lose by 17 or less, they won.
That's not the way the NFL works. There's parity in the NFL.
If the
49ers lose 30-14,
that they did it.
No, they didn't. You can't applaud that. You can't applaud that.
You didn't get embarrassed.
You can't applaud a 30-14. Really?
So you don't think they're going to go get embarrassed Monday night?
I don't know.
But
I'm not assuming they will.
It's not too far-fetched, right? Rosen and Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are mad. Their season's unraveling. They need a win.
What about the Niners? Aren't they PO'd? God, they need a win.
No, they're a mash unit. This will be their last primetime game. I'm not hating.
Well, you can't flex out every primetime game, can you?
They're going to figure
out. You can?
You just watch.
I don't think you can.
It's already started. We didn't even
Happen? Let's say what'll happen to that Raiders 49ers game that was supposed to be on Thursday?
No, that they can't. Yeah, that's going to be.
They can't touch that.
That's a go.
Oh, good.
Thursday.
Right. That's the only one.
Why you say it like that? You going?
Where is it, Levi?
Santa Clara.
I don't know. We'll see. I've been at 2 Raider games this year, and I was down in Santa Clara for their game last week. So
you snuck down there. You didn't tell me you're curly. And when you hear Levi, don't you think of the jeans? You know, back in my day, that was. You know what I'm saying, 501s.
Yeah, I mean, I was a Wrangler guy.
Wrangler?
Yeah.
With the cowboy boots?
I never wore cowboy boots a day in my life.
We wouldn't come pick you up. We were going to the party and you had Wranglers. You had the Brett Favre look.
Which is?
The Wranglers. We had 501s, yeah. The cool guys, Levi's, like Grease.
I think Wranglers are...
No, Wranglers
are
country.
Wranglers are
nothing wrong
there.
With country. My dad's from the country, but you know...
Your dad didn't dig
the Wranglers.
Your dad ever wear cowboy boots?
Never. Never saw
you?
Pops. No. I don't think I'm Carl Malone. I don't like them.
I don't like them either. I don't like them either, but honestly, cowboy boots on a real cowboy, it works. They work.
No, I'll give you that.
You ain't never going to tell a real cowboy those cowboy boots look like.
I done ran across some. I've been to the Black Rodeo.
Because you get the heel of a cowboy boot.
It's a wrap. I've gotten them.
Sayonara. Yeah. Let's go to Steel Reserves in Fremont. What's up, Steel?
What's up, brother? What's up, fellas?
You in a good mood.
Oh, yeah, I'm in a good mood, man. But look, Guru, Who said the Niners are supposed to have a bust-out season? And then you're going to say, but Jimmy G got hurt. Jimmy G wasn't having a great start like everybody anticipated, first of all. And as far as them getting embarrassed, I don't think it's going to happen. I would love it, but they always play Green Bay tough, man. Let's keep it real.
Wow.
That's a good point.
And in regard to Jimmy G, this was supposed to be the theme was the Niners are the dark horse. That's what that was the national narrative, not just me. And I bought into it.
You know, I do think that
it, that's
if
why
you
it hurts.
Look back
okay.
before the season, I think there were two schools of thought. One is, you know, if this team gets a couple breaks, it can go to the playoffs. But there was another school of thought where there were a lot of people saying, hold on, pump your brakes. Because the five games Garoppolo won last year, you know, they're at the end of the year, a couple of those teams, blah, blah, blah. The problem is that now that Garoppolo's gotten hurt, it be careful about assessing everything. You know what I mean?
No, but he wasn't doing Patrick Mahomes when he got hurt.
But he
And
look,
I'm not saying he failed.
Like, he looked like a legitimate NFL quarterback.
But it wasn't Mahomes. Had he went 10-0, then we would really be crying when he got hurt.
Let's see.
Well, he had two interceptions last week.
Yeah, let's see what Mahomes does over the course of the year. Because, I mean, nobody can continue to play like
that. The best ability is availability. And Mahomes, that thing is not on pause. He's going to be available this Sunday. Garoppolo, I wonder what he's doing, man.
He's rehabbing.
No, but you got friends? Like, who's his go-to?
I would assume he's got a buddy or two.
Bring a six-pack over? Like, dude, I know it's hurting.
I don't know.
Because he ain't on the sideline for Sundays. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You know, a lot of times that's...
I'd bring him a six-pack, 12-pack.
Well, see, a lot of injured players, that's the hardest thing they say is because they're not really a part of the team anymore.
Wow.
I mean, they could go to practice and hang out.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a reminder.
It's definitely not the same. I just feel like, and I said this before, who are the Packers? They're not the Packers. Look, they're 2-2-1.
They got Aaron Rodgers.
Right? Yes. Yes, they have Aaron Rodgers.
And they got, okay, give me this. They got playoff aspirations,
so
and it's not looking well now, so they're going to take it out on somebody. Oh, let's look at the schedule. Who
you
we
get,
got?
You give me, you
San
give me,
Francisco.
You want to give me 17?
This is homecoming. I'm giving you 17.
You're going to give me 17?
We are paying. When is payday? Next Friday. This is real. This is tangible.
You're going to give me 17?
I'm giving you 16 and a half.
Okay, that's fair.
17. Let's do it now. This is homecoming for Green Bay.
When are you going to pay me for the Giants bet, though?
What happened?
You never paid me.
On the what? You gave me an out.
If they won five in a row at any point, and they never did after I said.
No, I thought they won five.
No, they got to four twice. Trust me, I was watching. For those that don't know, and I'm sure most of you do.
No, I thought we were good.
Guru made a bet that... Three Giant players, San Francisco Giant
Don't tell
Giant
Wes. Wes hadn't heard this.
Wes, you don't know this?
Don't tell. Wes is here.
Guru bet me that three Giant players would have 25 or more home runs. He originally said 30, and then he backed down to 25. I still took the bet. You know what? I might be able to give you 25 over the course of 2 years and win that bet.
And it was McCutcheon, Longoria, and Bell. Oh my God!
Yeah, so anyway, when it became a pick, Guru, you did concede the bet before the year was
okay,
over.
That's fine. I'll take care of you.
No, with about 5 weeks left, and I said, "I'll tell you what, Guru.
You're right.
Why don't we go double or nothing? If the Giants at
so
any
now
point,
I own two.
Yeah, you do, but I don't need both. Right. I'll just give me the one. But you did say if they win five in a row at any point between.
All right, Steiny, I remembered. Okay. Man, you just got, yeah.
But okay, we got another.
But 16 and a half.
16 and a half.
And Curly, I love you, all Niner faithful. This is homecoming for Green Bay. I watched that Detroit game with fantasy interest, and the kicker missed four field goals and an extra point.
Yeah, I know. I have him on my
13
fantasy
point,
team.
Okay, 13 points. He looked bad, too, on the sideline. I thought he was going to get cut.
You ever seen a guy miss four field goals and look good on the sideline?
No, but this was like he knew his job was in jeopardy.
Well,
dude, they were getting down there.
He's built up a ton of goodwill.
And that's, you're right.
I mean, he's been
there
for a while.
Yeah, he used it all.
Yeah.
Better not miss one this week.
How about, I got a great stat for
you. See, that's like me saying it's special. Just give us the stat and then we'll decide.
I'm going to give you the stat in a minute, but.
Oh my God, I didn't do
that. And I'm also going to.
Oh Lord.
What?
My parking. Go ahead, Snani.
You can take off right now if you want. Guru's got
the phone.
Guru.
Jesus.
Come on, Goo.
I was having fun.
All right.
I'm in the system.
All right. 888-957-9570. You want to talk a little 49ers. I see you, Brian, on the phone. I'm going to get to you right away.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I'm waiting on Guru. He's not back in the studio yet. In case you don't know, he's got a daily parking issue. Sometimes he forgets to run out and plug the meter. So when I see, here he comes. All right, here he comes. Well, what's the verdict, Mr. Johnson?
No ticket.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
And for the smart...
How okay, what was the lead, you know...
11 minutes.
11 minutes
without
the meter.
And I just... I really... They're on my list. The meter maids, men and women, they take it too serious. And Wes, I had them on Guru's Gripes. Because they like to issue the ticket.
Well, of course.
I wouldn't.
Well, that...
I would give you a leeway. Well, and then when you see the person...
You wouldn't have that job.
I've gotten
then.
A ticket where we're talking. You haven't ridden it. Tear it up.
If they start writing the ticket, it's over. Because then, see, they'll start writing the ticket. You know, carbon paper?
Yeah, the carbon paper. Okay.
Which is kind of like the receipt. So the minute they start writing, now it's on two, they have to finish. They have to finish.
And for the smart Alex on the text line, why do so many of the game hosts not know there are apps to extend your time? Yes, Smarty. It's only 2 hours.
Why
doesn't it allow you only 2 hours?
Because it only allows you 2 hours on the street if you put money in.
Okay, but why is that? Some down there, a dollar more where you go, anyway.
I will say
I'm in the system, and I could have a boot if that would have went the other way.
The parking people down here, they're like a swarm of bees. I mean, they don't.
And then the holiday. Remember we did the show where they were charging us on the holiday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brian is in Pleasanton. He's a Packer fan, and listen to this, Guru. It sounds like he's a little worried. What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Good. I called before. I'm a lifelong Packer fan, and that dates back to the 60s. Up until this year, I've never intentionally missed a game in my entire life. But I'm done. I'm done with Mike McCarthy, and I'll tell you why I believe that the Niners can't upset the Packers. Simply put, they're going to get outcoached unquestionably. Mike McCarthy, his offense is stale. You can see the little innuendo. And from Aaron Rodgers, the rest of the team, my 12-year-old son for years has been able to predict the next play that Mike McCarthy is going to throw up there. With the talent on that team, there's no reason they shouldn't score 24, 27 points a game easily.
Hey, Brian.
No, they're predictable.
I got a story for you. Packer story.
Okay. Wow, he's worried too.
So I must have been about 10 years old. My neighbor was Mr. Baver, and Mr. Baver was a Philadelphia Eagles season ticket holder. So Mr. Baver invited me to go down to Philly.
Okay,
it's about a 45-minute drive to watch the Eagles against the Packers,
Veterans Stadium.
Yeah, there was an ice storm that day, and Mr. Baver was like, "We can't be driving down there." So I thought the whole week I was getting ready for the game. Ice storm, didn't get to go to the game. Hey, we're talking about, ready for some names, Brian? Lynn Dickey.
I'm ready.
Lynn Dickey, John Brockington, MacArthur Lane. Remember that team?
Oh, God, MacArthur Lane, absolutely. Lynn Dickey, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what, Brian? Call back next week after the game. We'll talk about if you were on the money or not.
All right, well, before you get off, can I get some of Guru's action? I'll take it.
He can only afford to lose one bet at a time. Brian. Appreciate the call.
Wow, he's worried.
Well, did you hear Fortenbaugh yesterday? He was going all in on the Packers.
McCarthy is gracious. Hey, the honeymoon is almost over. Aaron Rodgers, something's going on with his knee. He got hurt against Chicago. He doesn't look the same, but he was dropping dimes against the Lions, and it was the kicker that blew that game.
Hey, by the way, Guru, join 95.7 The Game this Sunday at Hooters in Dublin for our watch party and Raiders opening drive. It's a live broadcast with Jim Cosimore. We're going to kick things off at 8 a.m. then hang out and cheer on the silver and black when they take on Marshawn's former team, Seattle. Kickoff set for 10 a.m. Be sure to enjoy the food and drink specials throughout the day. And for more information, visit the events page at 957thegame.com.
You going out there?
Sunday?
Yeah, you should take a ride.
We'll see. Game time decision.
It's all good. But that's a bet. My 16 and a half. I'm rooting for the Niners, but I've been there.
That's a big boy.
But we're not going to know till Monday, to Tuesday.
So what?
I was thinking it was a Sunday game.
It's a meaningless bet. I mean, it's not.
Well, not to me. I'm trying to knock one off.
Yeah. Remember I said I got a pretty interesting stat for you? What do you think about this? It looks like the 49ers are going to have a top 10 pick.
Okay.
Right? Damn. It's going to be the fourth straight year they will have had a top 10 pick. Four straight years if it happens again this year. That hasn't happened to the Niners since the early 60s.
And the only one, Solomon Thomas didn't work out. I'm ready to say that. Reuben Foster.
That stat courtesy of Chris Biederman of USA Today. No. Santa Rosa Press Democrat, sorry.
You're neck of the woods.
Biederman, he just got that job fairly recently, right? Yeah. Let me tell you something. He doesn't know. Biederman's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
If you were to do what's the statue with the four people?
Mount Rushmore?
Of Santa, the press Democrat, you'd be on there. We got some heavyweights.
No, I would not be on there.
You wouldn't
I would not be on the Mount Rushmore of people that went through the Santa Rosa Press Democrat.
Thought I had you on there. That's why I brought it up.
Mike Silver.
Okay.
Mike Wise.
Gotcha. Mike Wise. Wow.
Lowell Cohn.
All right.
And there is another guy.
Okay. So that's four.
Yeah, there's another guy.
The people are going to want to know, but yeah. Hey, but you're being humble.
Nah, Skip Bayless never worked there. He worked for the Mercury News. Mercury News. So there. Anyway. What do you think the Niners need most? What's their big... Is it a joke question to ask what their biggest area of need is?
I'm going to say defensive back. Offensive lineman? No, I'm watching the games. They need O-line help, but I'm going to say a wide receiver or a defensive back. That's where I'm going. And at the end of the day, I don't want to be negative Nancy. This is bad. Can it be quarterback?
No.
Just throwing it out there, my friend. So I'm going wide receiver, cornerback, and quarterback. I wonder what Bonta Ishevsky thinks.
You're not going quarterback third.
Dude.
Come on.
You put money on your problems doesn't mean you got it fixed.
Goo, you would not take a quarterback
this year.
Well, I'm talking about this draft.
No. I just
the
told
upcoming
you.
Draft.
Cornerback, wide receiver, and D lineman.
All right. Yeah. So you've come to your
side. Hey, real quick, did you hold it against your neighbor that he didn't want to take a chance and drive in ice?
No.
Sound like you did.
He was an older gentleman.
Right.
We had a hot and cold relationship with Mr. Baver. He one time, I mean, his...
He asked you to the game? Damn.
Yeah. Our wiffle ball went into his yard a lot. And
hello?
He had this fence that surrounded his patio, and it was... just a perfect right field wall.
You would knock on the door to get it, though.
I'm a lefty. Yeah. Nah, you'd sneak in.
Nah, then we got problems. You got to knock on the door.
So I do remember the one time Mr. Baver came over and he said, if I see this damn wiffle ball in my yard one more time.
I don't want to be that old guy,
man. Guess what?
I'm going to be like, let me hit.
That was one of those where I go in the house. I'm like, hey, Dad, Mr. Baver just said we got to keep his GD ball out of his yard. My dad just said, okay. Walked out the front door over to Mr. Baver's.
Oh,
gave
man.
Him one of those, I can say that to my kid, you can't say that to my kid, one of those deals, you know?
Some people saying I'm jumping the gun on Thomas, saying he ain't going to pan out. But come on, when you get drafted that high, you need to see some dividends, some returns.
How much time do you give a guy?
In this new era?
2 years.
There you go.
All right. So he's got the rest of this year. Kyle Shanahan's got to go up against Aaron Rodgers and then Jared Goff.
Where's that Ram game at? This could get ugly.
I'm surprised Curley hasn't said.
Yeah, but this could get ugly. He's probably looking it up. But
I only take it a week.
It don't matter where it's at. This is scary. This is Jason, Halloween, Freddy Krueger. This is.
But why?
Because this could get ugly.
My question is, why are you? It feels like you're more worried about the Packers than the Rams.
No, I'm worried.
The Rams, to me, are the team.
It's in Santa Clara.
The Rams, to me, are the team that could embarrass the 49ers.
Well, their defense is right now worse than the Packers. That's just me.
Hey.
With each loss, it's just morale's got to be low, right? I would tell Shanny, just take a vacation, bro. It ain't nothing you're doing. This is out of – the injuries are out of control. You're going to take hits that are unfair. I hate this.
But here's the thing that I'm not necessarily on the same page with you. Let's take a guy like McGlinchey. All right, the 49ers are 1-4.
All right.
I mean,
you're doing all right.
Like, he's not going to get down.
I mean, you don't know that.
Why would he get down? It's his rookie year.
He heard the noise and the promise coming into this season.
Every game is a challenge for him.
All right. He's learning.
You
can win and learn.
Right, but
to
it's not
know
like
you have
down.
No chance now with 11 weeks left,
see, that's
a bitter pill.
That's
man.
Where I disagree with you. That's not the way they think. They don't think, we might not win a game out of the next 11.
I get it. The old company line, hey, just focus on this week.
Right.
But you got Green Bay.
But it's
you got
football,
the Rams.
Guru. How many? Every single week, how many underdogs win a week?
I give you that.
At least three or four, always.
So they were favorites last week and lost to the underdog.
How about the Buffalo Minnesota game?
You keep
earlier
going to that,
year.
But Buffalo's looking like they know what they're doing.
Did they look like they knew what they were doing week one when they lost 78-3?
But they didn't have the injuries this team had. It's not about personnel; it's about who you don't have.
Okay, I mean that's a legitimate point.
And Richard Sherman's out there, but he's. It's like, just give him some time off. Why? You're risking it for nothing. Get well.
Are you talking about tanking, essentially?
I think I am. I think I'm
like, why would Richard Sherman not play?
Just to avoid injury. Be ready for next year when it's really go time. You watch. Week 7, week 8.
You know, he's got
that
incentives.
Barking,
you know, he's got incentives.
That's why
that
he's out
on
there.
The,
that's why Richard
roster,
came out there bad. Early.
So
I'm not being negative, man. I'm really the D word, disappointed.
How about this one? Saints Redskins on Monday Night Football.
That's an awful matchup.
It happened. This
I
past
know.
Week.
I know. It wasn't sexy.
It was on the same time as the Yankees Boston. Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees.
Killed. They got killed.
Four times as many people watched Saints Redskins as watched Yankees.
That's a misprint.
Boston. No, it's not. Absolutely not.
What does that say for the sport I love?
I'll tell you what it says.
Yankees, not necessarily, Red Sox.
It's not necessarily about the sport. It's about, I'm Matt Steinmetz. I live in Northern California. Don't you dare try to shove the Red Sox Yankees down my throat. I get it. New York, Boston, the Northeast. Go ahead. Get yours. Everybody cares. Nobody cares out here. Nobody cares.
Who cares
out here.
About somebody cares about New Orleans and Washington?
Absolutely. If you're,
Johnny,
if,
it's if, about the. It's an indictment on the sport.
It's,
the young kids think baseball is boring. It's unwatchable.
I think it has to do with
teams.
Dude,
I grew up Yankees Dodgers.
That, so did I.
That was just. Come on, Steiny.
What?
The 80s,
what are we disagreeing
90s.
On? I don't get it.
I'm saying the sport is not as attractive. It has nothing to do with the coast. Because football, it could be Chabot College against Ohlone. People are going to watch it, or Laney. But you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Monday Night
baseball.
Football's a
poor
staple.
Poor baseball, man.
Poor baseball.
I watched all 9 of them.
So you didn't watch Saints Redskins?
Well,
so
I did PIP, pitcher and pitcher. Side by side.
I completely understand it. Completely understand. Listen. If you again
sell me on New Orleans, Washington on
dude,
this coast.
I'm
that's
just
all upset.
Listen, I'm
that
just
means football.
I'm just telling
better
you.
Than people like football more than baseball.
No kidding. I'm Matt Steinmetz. All right.
I like that.
What did I watch? I watched football. And you know what? I grew up a baseball fan. I love the Yankees.
You didn't watch the game?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I chose football over baseball. Wow. I chose regular season football over playoff baseball. I did. Now, the A's in that ball game, obviously it's going to be different. Giants in that game, probably going to be different.
But this was a playoff game. Reputations were going to get ruined
Whose reputation got ruined?
Aaron Boone right now. Aaron Boone. Why, the Yankees, they're turning on him.
He didn't hit this year?
No, he didn't.
What did he go?
He benched McCutchen.
Aaron Boone make a big error? I didn't see the game.
He's the manager.
What did you guys watch out there?
Dude, I want theater.
I guarantee you most people in the Bay watched football.
We could put it on the Twitter poll.
It doesn't look like they want to do that back there.
Curly? That's our guy.
You know what?
Baseball's born to watch, born in 94 from the 510. That's what I'm saying. It's too slow. People are on their phones, and football is slow, but it's fast slow.
Henry's in Oakland. Henry thinks he's got maybe the reason why the football game that particular night did well. What's up, Henry?
Hey, what's up, Steiny?
How are you, man?
I'm all right. Hey, only reason I tuned into the rest of the game and Saints is because Drew Brees was about to break that passing record.
Right.
Other than that, I wouldn't have watched it. You know what I'm saying? But it was an ugly matchup, but I only tuned in to see the passing record get broken.
Gotcha. Thanks, Henry. You're breaking up a little bit, but we got
you play fantasy. That's why you were watching the football game.
I don't have any player on either of those teams. But fantasy football is a darn good reason why people watch football more than baseball, I would think.
Hey, real quick, I know we're backtracking. The next records that's broke, do we gotta stop the damn game? Is it look at me?
What'd you think, it was too long?
It was like a wedding. No, seriously, do we have to stop the game to just have you just grasping your glory? Or can we wait till the game's over?
The game was over.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I've never broke a record in my life, but over 16,
let me ask you this. Drew Brees has thrown for more yardage than any other quarterback in the history of the
NFL.
Talk
to me when it's touchdown.
What is he? Is he a top five quarterback in football history? Is he a top 10? Is he number one because he's passed for more yards than anybody else?
It's all depending on who you are.
What do you think?
He's up there. He's a top 10.
What about Joe Montana? Is he better?
He's my number one.
Steve Young?
Nope.
Brees is better than Steve Young?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Steve Young in my top. I like Steve.
No chance. Steve Young's better than Drew Brees.
Stoney, stop that. Niner Empire is going to blow these phone lines up, man.
Why?
He wouldn't deliver the ball on time.
Who?
Steve Young. Oh, he was always late. I love him to death. That's why he got the gorilla off his back. He was no Joe Montana.
He was better. He was better.
You don't even believe
that. I know people get upset.
You don't believe that. You must have a connection to BYU.
I got no connection to BYU.
Why would you say something that nobody on this earth thinks? His ears are bleeding right now. Joe and Steve.
Steve Young got a raw deal here. He got a raw deal from the fans early in his career, and mostly, unfortunately, got a raw deal from Joe Montana. There is nobody. Joe Montana's reputation is so strong that he's always going to be considered better than basically everybody, maybe except Brady. I'm just telling you, Steve Young was phenomenal. And he just never got the credit that he deserved.
Well,
and
Dallas beat him to go to the Super Bowl.
The team wasn't as good as the teams Montana quarterbacked.
Wow, Steiny.
I mean, listen, I'm not going
to...
Montana's great. I just think Steve Young was... Steve Young was phenomenal.
He was great.
Steve Young
might be as great as Joe, though. Who went time and time again.
But he wasn't as great as Joe because Joe had a longer career with the 49ers. And, he got four Super Bowls. Meanwhile, Steve Young was on the team, I think, for Montana's last one, at least.
You know who we could ask?
Who?
81 with the the goat tattoo. 81, 80.
We never get him on our show.
Well, the morning show.
I could tell Fortenbaugh to ask him?
No, Steve ain't listening.
The other thing you forget about Steve Young was Jerry Rice
Jerry
wasn't
already
a big
said
fan.
It. I think Jerry said alluded to it. He knows.
Listen,
Jerry knows.
Listen,
I know.
I'm not again.
This
it's, is just
no
my,
diss,
it's just my.
Great quarterbacks.
It's my feeling. I felt like Steve Young was also done a little bit of a disservice by Jerry Rice.
Wow, catching the ball?
Because after Joe Montana left, I thought, like, in the beginning, Steve Young was kind of going out of his way to get Jerry Rice the ball because of who Jerry Rice was.
That's part of the
gig.
And it wasn't
until Steve Young got comfortable with himself that he became one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history. I mean, that's just the way I feel. I think Steve
Young
was...
Well, don't look at the text line then. If that's how you... I'm just...
I get it.
Steve is great.
I get it. 95% of the people
but
are going to say Joe Montana
16.
Is better than Steve Young.
That drive against Cincinnati in the Super Bowl, boy. Joe, he showed up when it was time to go.
I don't know if I want to get into the calls about Joe's better than Steve.
Okay.
I mean, obviously most people think Joe is better than
Steve.
As long
as you know that, you
of
just feel like
I
he got done wrong.
I do feel like Steve Young got done wrong.
He was second.
All.
He came after.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what else? Here, I'll be honest with you. You know what colors?
I hate when you say that because you're supposed to be.
You know
all
what
the
colors
time.
My view a little bit?
What?
I moved out to the Bay in 1990.
All right.
So the Niners had already won some titles, right? Because they won some in the 80s. So I saw more of Steve Young when he was at his peak. Then I saw of Montana at his peak because I was still living back east for a lot of it.
Yeah, but you saw the Super Bowl. Well, they weren't there all the time.
I'm just saying,
right.
I didn't watch the 49ers 16 games a year.
Well, that explains it then.
Now, I will say this. I was at Joe Montana's, one of his greatest games ever.
Which was?
Was in Philly, threw four touchdown passes in the fourth quarter.
And that's when they weren't throwing 60 times a game.
I was at that game.
Did you go home mad?
I went home.
Niners used to wear the red on that turf.
Almost shell-shocked. I want to say the game ended 38-28, and the Niners were losing 28.
Yeah, man.
To, what would that be? Four touchdowns, 28. I think it was 28-10. I think it was 28-10 at one point. Somebody could go look that up. Randall Cunningham was with the Eagles. Okay, I mean... All right, Randy, Bob, Jay. All right.
So you got to.
Let's start with Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob. Go ahead. Have at
me. How you doing? Love the show. My ears were burning.
Thank you. I hear you.
Actually, how do you go from A-plus to A? It's almost the same, right?
Yeah.
Joe Montana's A-plus. Steve Young is A, if you're going to grade them. And you're right. Steve Young was phenomenal. Running and being able to see the field, understand the playbook. He was amazing, no doubt. I was going to compare him more with Breeze, and both have won Super Bowl. And yet, Breeze just passed everybody on the most yardage. You can thank a coach for that and the system. And I think Steve Young was comparable, but, you know, I just don't know if he was – I mean, right now, I think he was better than Breeze, is what I'm saying. But there's no way that he was better than Joe Montana, because Joe Montana just had – and think about all these Super Bowls. Every Super Bowl team had a great defense. And the ones that didn't – when they didn't make the Super Bowl, well, the defense, you know, lacked here and there. So that's how I see it.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate the call. I also appreciate you not
– Yeah, not at me.
Really
I don't think I set you up either.
I mean, I did say I thought it probably was too strong.
What about this?
I thought Steve Young was so good, and I just don't think he ever got his true due because of the situation with Joe.
What
Montana.
About the USFL too? The fact that he had to, like Warren Moon, waste some of his prime years.
Probably.
You know?
Probably.
In another
But minute. No, I do want to be honest. With the,
I saw
Steve Young more than I saw Montana.
Well, I didn't know that. Now I explained it.
So
can I read something, Steiny? Just 2 seconds.
I don't want to make a big deal out of this. You guys are right. Montana's. I can't win an argument saying.
Well, and it's not
Steve
an argument.
Young.
We're just having great debate.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, from the 408, I just thought I'd read this. Vontae. Right. I think you're very smart and highly articulate, but you really need to learn to allow the other person to finish a statement before you speak.
Okay.
And my name's Daryl.
Right.
I'm not Bonte.
Okay.
And am I interrupting you? Stepping on your tongue? Whoa. No. The pause was...
Guru.
That was the Steve Kerr pause.
Guru. Don't let anybody come between us.
Wow.
Don't let
anybody. I almost want to get a beer now with you. That you know what?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Yeah, well.
You know what I was thinking you should do?
No, I got to be the next Friday. You know why. It's payday.
I'll buy tomorrow.
Scholarship? You're the man.
How about that? You know, I'll tell you what. Here's one reason I respect Curly. I mean, the guy's a young guy, and he knows. Hey, if it's his round, I got you. Curly's the kind of guy that you know. He saved so much money in his life. You know what I mean?
Oh, like he put himself through school, and now he still has.
He's That's sitting on a big money. Bank account. All right, Randy. Now, you know what? Hold on, Randy West. Let's go to Mr. C in San Francisco. He wants to talk about why he watched Monday's game. Hey, Mr. C.
Hey, guys. So, real quick on Steve Young, I think he's one of the hardest quarterbacks to judge objectively versus his peers and versus contemporaries in past, because the beginning of his career was cut off by the USFL. He spent a significant amount of time sitting behind Joe Montana on the Niners, and then concussions ended his career early. So it's kind of like saying that Bo Jackson is better than Emmitt Smith. There's an argument, but numbers say you're crazy, and it's simply because the body of work isn't there to really back it up. So Steve Young might have been better than Joe, but who really knows? As far as what I originally called to talk about with fantasy is about fantasy football. The reason why the Saints-Redskins game outpaced that game on the East Coast, you're right, I could care less about Red Sox-Yankees and I get tired of it being shoved down my throat. But at the same time, I'd say baseball is my favorite sport. With the Raiders leaving, football, the interest is kind of waning. But fantasy football dwarfs any other fantasy sport.
Right.
So I'm sitting here watching that Redskins-Saints game because I got Drew Brees and I need a couple of points to bring home the win for Daddy. You know what I mean?
No, hey, Mr. C, I think you're hit it right on the nose. I told this to Guru. You know, we're in a fantasy league right now with eight listeners. Guru, myself, and eight listeners. And after the second or third week, I was telling Guru, this is the best thing I've ever done because, first of all, it makes you way sharper on the game itself. I mean, you just second nature, you start following other teams, other players. So you learn a ton. So I agree, fantasy football is huge, absolutely huge. All right, Jay. Jay's in Richmond. Go ahead. See, I take it. I'll take my punishment.
Are you serious again now, Steve Young? He's better than Joe?
Okay. No, he's not. I just think Steve Young got a raw. I think Steve Young.
For Tampa Bay, Steve Young, what'd he do?
What's that?
When he played for Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what'd he do, Steve Young?
Well, that team stunk. Come on.
No, drove into the stinky Chiefs and took them almost to the Super Bowl if he didn't get hurt.
Okay. You're right.
No, that's wow.
Jay, you're right. Jay, you're right. What else you got?
No, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, come on, bro. Even to the stinky team, and he took them almost to the Super Bowl if he didn't get hurt.
Who? Steve Young?
Joe Montana in Kansas City. Remember, he took him to play Denver. And he was older. It was like
all right, Jay, I'll give you that. But, Jay, give me this. Steve Young never got his due.
Okay, Stani, I guess. We're never going to win. But, hey, Guru, man, I used to listen to you when you used to call Pete Franklin, man.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. And
me too,
he
Jay.
Back. Hey.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate it, Jay. Not really, though. I didn't appreciate it. I said, you know, I told him, I'll give it to you. And then I just said, give me Steve Young, never got his due. He wouldn't even do that.
Yeah, so you weren't necessarily saying better. You just,
well, I did.
It's my way of
you start out with something extreme,
and then you reel it back in, and
people say, you know what, I see that. I don't see your original statement, but I see what you're saying. Randy and Hercules. What's up, Randy?
Randy.
Hey.
They do an interview with John Taylor after he's rehabbing his broken leg for a second time. You going to come back? He says, is Steve Young still quarterback? No, I'm not coming back. Thanks,
Randy.
Did you hear that?
First of all,
I've never
heard that story's a lie because John Taylor's never done an interview.
No, Steiny. He could have picked Brent Jones. He could have said, do you think he said that?
Well, you know what? I'll go to the I will go to the biggest 49er fan that I know. Have you ever heard that story before, John Curley? That John Taylor asked who's quarterbacking? He was told Steve Young and he said, I'm out. I know. Wow. I never heard John Taylor.
I'm not even shocked because he was more of a running quarterback. Joe mastered getting to the line, knowing what the defense was trying to do and take away from you, audibling. You know, a lot of quarterbacks now, it's just athleticism. But you got to win with your mind.
But that's why Steve Young, to me, had it both. He had phenomenal
athleticism. Well, when I hear
him
talk football now, I'm like, this dude's a god. I need to hear more of him, too.
According to, okay, so stop calling. People. Stop calling right now, okay? Joe Montana was the greatest quarterback in 49er history. Steve Young was right up there with him. He never got right up there. I said he's right up there with him. Montana's the greatest quarterback in 49er history. Right. I think Steve Young's up there with him. I just don't think Steve Young ever
Dan Marino,
got his
Steve
due.
Young. It shouldn't be, but.
Wow, that's a great question.
It's not, Steiny. It's almost. I set you up again.
So, obviously, you think it's Marino, hands down.
Yeah, it's not even come on.
Listen, Dan Marino, to me, was... You want to talk about a guy that's never going to get his due. It's Dan Marino.
Well, he gets it in my book.
I'm telling you, greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen.
John Elway or Steve
Montana,
Young. Elway.
Brady. Elway.
Peyton Manning.
Steve Young is in that group for me. Now, I'm not going back to Johnny Unitas, because I didn't see Johnny Unitas. I'm basically talking about the 80s, past the 80s.
I'll go Dan Fouts before Steve Young.
Oh, no, no, no. Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
No. What? I got to go to your argument. What'd he ever win?
It's a team game.
Now it's a team game. Yeah. But what about when I'm talking about Kirk Cousins?
When you're not the
All of a sudden, it's not a team game.
He must have heard our conversation on Kirk. He's throwing that old thing around.
You know, that guy
I told
Ross
you
Tucker?
He would break your heart. That's what I told you.
You know that guy, Ross Tucker? He works for ESPN.
Yeah, good dude.
Yeah.
He's been on with Lowe at the morning
guys. You don't think Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback, you're an idiot.
That's what I'm saying. I've never robbed him of good. But
I think he said like elite.
I need great.
He is great. He's top
Ross
five.
Ross said good.
Top five. He might be top five.
Well, look around the league. That ain't saying much.
What? They got Brady?
You know, forget Brady. He's like LeBron,
You just spent 3 hours.
Give me the, golf, all new booty.
You just spent 3 hours. Saying,
we got 2 hours,
I'm so
show.
Scared of Aaron. You said it in the pre-show meeting.
You are right.
Aaron Rodgers. Well,
coming just, off a loss is what I'm saying.
Shams Charania from, who's he working for now? ESPN, right? Everybody was for Athletic, I mean. Everybody works for the Athletic, too. Jimmy Butler called a players-only meeting today to air out feelings toward management.
Well, he ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, he's gone.
There should be a fight.
He's gone.
Just a quick wrestling match.
I'll tell you what.
Carl Anthony Towns, he don't respect you.
Well, I'll tell you, if I'm Carl Anthony Towns and Jimmy Butler calls the team meeting, I may not go.
That lets you know what he said is right. I think he tested. No, but you got to be a man.
I actually wouldn't go.
You got to go. You got to go.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I would not go.
Yeah, Steiny, I'm thinking about it. Because you look small. You look small if you, I don't like Steiny. I'm not going to. You go to that meeting and I'm going to get the form to lace your tail with what
tell
I
you
think
what.
You are.
I'll tell you what, Jimmy. I'll come to a players only meeting that you call when you practice right. Hit the pike, Jimmy
Butler.
He
practiced right the night before and kicked our tail.
He was acting like a tool.
Oh, yelling at the owner.
Yeah.
Those are all reports.
You know what?
Those are all reports.
You know what?
I'm losing respect for TT.
I think it's sad if you went. If you're Wiggins or you're Carl Anthony Towns and you went.
You're a week away from opening day.
What do you mean? Like, you're saying Towns and Wiggins, you're part of the team.
Well, he didn't
Butler?
Kill anybody.
Butler's
Steiny.
Not even part of the team right now.
But he was when they went to the playoffs. They know they got a better chance of accomplishing their goal.
Jimmy Butler made a big, big mistake. He had kind of right on his side until yesterday. You can't do that. Right. You know what name I heard yesterday?
Terrell Owens.
More than two times. Sprewell. I heard Sprewell's name.
No, his teammates liked him.
Who?
Sprees.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So, but he went into a practice and just, you know.
That was with the coach.
It was a disruption sensation. Jimmy Butler went in, and he obviously was
trying. So Jimmy must know they're not trading him, and that's why he called this to say, hey, you know what? I didn't mean it, Stoney. You're not soft.
There's no.
That's
and,
what
and
I'm
you would, and if you're Carl
no,
Anthony Towns. Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Let's go win a title.
Carl Anthony Towns was afraid of the low block against Houston in the playoffs and hurt my heart. He may accept that.
Why would a guy like Carl Anthony Towns ever hurt your heart?
Because I was
Why can't you just watch a game and say, he's not as good as I thought.
Era Rasheed Wallace, who would give you both at the end, fell in love with the jumper, and I found out what I thought and was sold on Cat. Carl Anthony Towns, who has everything in his repertoire, was a poodle that hurt me. And then when Barkley.
Why does it hurt you? Like, what do you have to do with it? You have no relationship
with
Carl Anthony Towns.
I get mad that his reputation, he won't just go. Sometimes you need a little thug in you. And, you know, not go be a thug, but, you know, flip somebody off. To flip over a spread. Let them know you're there and you're PO'd about what they're saying about you. He just let it happen. And they paid him. I could be a GM. You and me.
Settle that.
You would be a GM. Cut him.
Yeah, you take Lonzo Ball over Ben Simmons. Guess what?
Lonzo got a nice haircut.
I think of you more of an owner than a GM. I see you more as a Chris Cohen.
So I'd have a driver.
Joe Lacob doesn't have a driver.
Oh, I just pictured him having a driver.
No, remember I asked him that when we were at the new arena that was just under construction.
So you asked him?
I said, he's in the, no, I drive myself. Wow. But he drives himself.
That's down.
He's got like a.
But that
he's got a bunch of nice cars. Oh, yeah. We got a guy. We got only 10 seconds. Jeez, man.
But you're not judging people that have drivers. Future.
No, of course not.
You're balling.
I took Lyft the other day.
I'm not bad.
Hopping Bonte next. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.